Waited to the last minute to do your gift shopping? No problem. Head over to giftingmap.com today to see the amazing curated collection of gifts and gifting ideas that the team has assembled for you. Giftingmap.com, your map to great gifting.
Kane is in the building.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
We do top five, bottom five. This is where we tell you who is hot and who is not in the National Football League. So we start with the good. Are you ready, Ron Culver?
Hit me.
Let's go with number five. I have not had this team in my top five all year long, but I'm going to put them there now. I don't know how long they stay, but I'm putting the Chicago Bears at number five.
Wow.
Great performance last Sunday night against the Minnesota Vikings. Khalil Mack is fantastic. This is what you and I said. They are 7-3, a kind of a quiet 7-3, but man, I liked watching them. And I think because the Patriots are on a bye and I sort of totally forgot about them because their last outing was against the Tennessee Titans in a kind of a hopeless game in which they just got beat up from top to bottom. I like the Bears. They're surging again. I don't know how long I'm going to keep them there, but it's 7-3. I got them at number five.
I think I snuck a peek at your top five today.
Oh, okay.
It's because I did the same exact thing. I put the Bears there.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? It was a gritty game for the Bears. It was against a division opponent, a decent division opponent, even though they're not, you know, the Vikings aren't who they were last year. You know, there's been a lot of changes, but still, I mean, you have to be able to win no matter who you're facing up against. And the Bears just keep finding ways. That defense is what is carrying me through.
It is good.
They are fun to watch.
They are fun. That defense is really good.
And so,
really
good. You know what? I haven't had them there all season long. It pained me that, you know, I had to knock the Chargers out of my top five. But, you know, the Chargers don't deserve to be in the top five this week. So, yeah, the Bears get the nod.
All right, number four on my list. I'm putting the Pittsburgh Steelers. I did not like the way they played against Jacksonville. I almost kept them out for that reason. I wasn't going to put them at five. I wasn't going to put the Bears at four. And something about the Patriots I wanted to keep out. I just left the Steelers in. They did win the game.
You wanted to keep the Patriots out.
Yeah, I did want to keep the Patriots out.
That's what it is.
I did the same thing. I didn't like the way the Steelers played for three quarters of the game. I liked the way they played the fourth quarter. But, again, Jacksonville seems to have their number for a bit. I was surprised the Jags didn't pull that out because the Steelers always have trouble with Jacksonville, even when Jacksonville was pathetic. But, you know, they got the win. It's 6 in a row now. They're 7-2-1. So I may not have liked it. And as a fan, it made me nervous because that's not the kind of game that they need going in to the latter part of the season towards the postseason. But they still do a great job offensively when it's clicking, and I'll put them at four.
I did the same thing. I put the Steelers at four. With all the drama that had gone on the previous week with Le'Veon Bell, will he, won't we, and why Le'Veon was shooting hoops in Pittsburgh,
have no idea why.
No idea why you even made. Why'd you even leave Miami? I mean, the weather is miserable in Pittsburgh this time of the year.
I don't know why you would leave Miami to just go troll Steeler fans even wanting to play.
To me, it's like I had to put them at four. They deserve to be in the top five. I don't feel the Bears are four quality yet. I don't even know if I feel the Steelers are four quality. But the fact of the matter is that they took care of business. They found a way to win a game against a team that they somehow, I don't know if it's played down to the Jaguars level.
Yeah,
or that the Jaguars just played up for three quarters and then said, oh, no, we're the Jaguars. Let's play like how we normally do in the fourth quarter. I'm not sure what the reasoning was. But it was, you know, the Steelers did it. The Steelers took care of their business. And that's why they're number four.
All right, number three, the team that lost last night. I'm putting Kansas City there only because they lost. Had they won, they would have been higher. The Chiefs are, they're every bit as good as we saw last night. No loss, two losses on the season, and both very respectable losses. I mean, just that kid plays tough. He fights back. So the Chiefs are three.
Ditto.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't know what more we can say about the Chiefs. I mean, everything we know about the Chiefs we saw last night. I mean, their defense is not that great, but it doesn't matter when you have a Can we call him a rookie quarterback? I don't know if we, I mean, technically, yeah, we technically know he's not. Not,
but I get what you're getting. One start last year doesn't mean you're a veteran, it just takes you
don't have a rookie card on you anymore. But
you know, it does matter. You're right. I mean, coming in and being a backup and coming in for a situation is completely different than starting the season in camp going, this is my job now. Like preparing as a backup, preparing as a starter is supposed to be the same thing, but it's not the same thing.
It's not. It's not. He has more added pressure on him now than he ever had before. And right. He has carried that pressure perfectly. I mean, we're sitting here. We were joking last week, like, oh, come on, Hines. You know, there's no way he's going to get to 57. Now we're sitting there going, man,
catch up for life, man.
You know, that was 6 touchdowns against, you know, the Rams. And yeah, I mean, 57 becomes more of a reality. It's like, oh, why stop there? Why not go for 60?
Yeah.
Go Babe Ruth on this thing.
Number 2 on my list, the Rams. Good win last night. Fun game. Exciting game. Great crowd. Great noise. Jared Goff. You know who came out as a loser last night was Jeff Fisher. Did you hear how many people criticized Jeff Fisher in the broadcast last night? They did it in the post game show. They did it in the game. They brought up Jeff Fisher, I want to say about 3 times, just reminding people that at one time Jared Goff was going to bust out as a quarterback because he had to hitch his wagon to that loser. I mean, give me a break. Good for people pointing out that at one time Jared Goff was going to be a bust in the NFL because his head coach didn't know what to do with him. Thank you, Sean McVay, for unveiling the talent that is Jared Goff.
I mean, how amazing is that to think that, you know, what was it, 2 years ago, we were all really sitting there like, oh, man, the Rams messed up. Jared Goff is a bust.
Oh, Jared Goff ain't going to be able to play in this league.
The only reason why for that was because Carson Wentz was playing like how we expected him to play.
Exactly. Exactly right.
I'm watching last night. I'm going, you know what? I think I'd rather have Jared Goff under center.
He's incredible.
I mean, the guy had no quit last night. There were so many times in this game where it was just like, you know what? We just can't keep up. We just can't keep doing what we're doing. We can't keep this intensity. I mean, after that game last night, I was exhausted.
And you know what was great about it is that Jared Goff, who could have easily got caught up in all of the drama and all the excitement, kept it real about bringing up the tragedies in LA, you know, all of that, kept it in perspective, really showed some maturity. I loved that about him. That was great. That was absolutely great.
And for that reason, I have the Rams as number 2 as well.
So number 1... that's the Saints. You know what? The team that beat the Rams and the team that's won 9 in a row and the team that's averaging 4 touchdowns a game. Actually, I should say 4.5. It's 4.4 touchdowns a game. I saw that stat and I was blown away by it. They're not slowing down. And the great thing about the Saints is it's not like Drew Brees is chucking 35 touchdowns this year, right? He's got a running game that's putting up touchdowns on the ground. He's throwing touchdowns. The defense is a lot better. This is a different Saints team than we saw in years past that will beat you like 42-38. They don't have to do that anymore. Their defense will shut you down, too. They look magnificent. Look, the Eagles have their own problems. I get it. But they dismantled the Eagles. The Eagles were not prepared for that game. They dismantled them and pushed them aside just like they did with Cincinnati the week before.
No, they have established a running game, which is something the Saints have never had. And I think what makes the Saints the number 1 team as well on my list is the fact that their defense has been getting stronger and stronger week in and week out. I mean, we're talking about, I mean, yes, I mean, the Eagles are missing a bunch of players, especially on defense for the Eagles. But their offense is somewhat similar to what it was last year. I know they missed Jay Ajayi, and they're kind of...
But still, they got Carson Wentz. I mean,
and they picked up a good receiver in Golden Tate.
Yep, they did.
So the Saints were able to shut down those guys. That's what really makes it scary and almost derails the dream you and I have now of a Rams-Chiefs Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's very true. Very true. That's Saints-Rams. If that gets to the NFC Championship game.
Oh, that's got to be.
Holy cow.
I mean, the NFL, you know what? I know you can't fix games. I know you can't,
right,
you know, maneuver things the right way. But if you can make the NFC Conference or the NFC Championship Rams-Saints and then have the Rams win that one in a close one and then go on to play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, the NFL, no one can say that the NFL is dying.
There better not be a New England Patriots circa 1985 kicking around this league.
No,
where there's
some
weak wild card team finds somehow to beat the Saints at the Superdome. Be like, I don't know how we did it, but we did it. Nobody believed in us. We shocked the world. I'll be like, oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at you, Dallas. Okay. All right, we'll get to the bottom five of the league coming up next. That's really fun. That is next on SB Nation AM.
This is Mike Herzing, Let's Talk Wheels, an automotive tip brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. There's nothing worse than driving along and seeing your check engine light come on. The do-it-yourselfers, they can't help themselves. They really can't. They go out and buy a cheap code reader, check the code, and start replacing parts. And there's always a parts guy ready to take your money. And that sometimes works, like being sick, Googling your symptoms, and heading to the store for drugs. The key word is sometimes. Many times that information just tells you the sensor causing the code, and you have to go further in the data stream for the root cause. Had a friend that replaced a $1,000 catalytic converter when he only needed to do an injector cleaning. Having a relationship with a shop that you trust is like knowing a doctor that's really good and always takes care of you. You want to work on your own car? That's great. But learn your limits. Now that is a great way to save you money. Mike Herzing, Let's Talk Wheels are brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. For more tips, go to letstalkwheels.com. That's letstalkwheels.com.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
It's the Jeep Black Friday sales event, the perfect time to get great deals all month long on capable Jeep brand vehicles. But why limit yourself to a white Christmas when you can take in breathtaking red rocks with Jeep Cherokee's available legendary 4x4 capability? Head towards blue waters with Jeep Compass's innovative technology and connectivity. Check out a shimmering light show in Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Or make it a white one through snow-covered hills in Jeep Wrangler, the most capable Wrangler ever. Hurry into the Jeep Black Friday sales event for great deals all month long and make your next adventure the most colorful ever. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, now it's time for bottom five, the worst teams in the NFL after going through the top five in the last segment. But before we get to that, another reminder that you don't want to miss the five-day sale that's happening this Black Friday through November 27th at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. During these 5 days only, O'Reilly Auto Parts will offer incredible sale prices on products your vehicle uses every day. So stock up and save big on maintenance chemicals, motor oil, wiper blades, tool sets, and more. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, we're going to start with 28, moving our way up to 32 in our bottom five rankings. Now, here's the deal. 28... I was kind of tossing some teams around. I put the San Francisco 49ers at 28. Now, I could have put them anywhere in the top, in the bottom five. They're not a very good team. But here's the deal. I actually like Nick Mullins. And I think they're better. You know, this is a better backup than C.J. Beathard with Nick Mullins. And he's kind of exciting. And they're going to stick with him. And I like that. And I think they're going to beat the Buccaneers when they go on the road. They should have beat the Giants, but they didn't. Eli Manning had some heroics. But Mullins was good in that game too. So I like Nick Mullins. I didn't want to bury him in the bottom five. They need to be in the bottom five. So I put him in the only place that I could without burying him down the line.
All right, this is getting scary.
Okay.
Because I put the Niners at 28 as well. And for literally for all the same reasons. I mean, listen, there's three teams that were easy for me to put in the bottom five. In fact, I have, you know, four were really no-brainers to me to put in the bottom five. I struggled with this one, the 28th spot. It was like there was a couple of different teams I could have gone, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to give this team the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to give that team the benefit of the doubt this week. And it was just, you know, unfortunately, the Niners were on bye, so we didn't really get to see them do anything. But, yeah, I like Nick Mullins as well. And, you know, next week's game should be somewhat entertaining. I mean, it's not going to be a great game. It's definitely not going to, you know, it's on one end of the scale. If you have Rams, Chiefs, this is way, way on the other end of the scale.
Oh, yes. This is
but it's going to show us something.
Yeah.
I just have that feeling it's going to show us something about the two teams that are playing.
All right, so since we've copied the last six picks, I'm going to let you lead with number 29. So go ahead.
All right, 29, I have the Buccaneers.
Ah, very good. Well done. I did not go there. Go ahead.
Okay, finally. No, I put the Buccaneers there. They have a quarterback issue. I mean, how many times?
They really do. They really, really do.
I mean, I got the alert yesterday on my phone. Hey, James Winston's going to be the starter next week. And it's like, you know what? Are these teams just recycling news reports now? And they just throw them out there like, hey, this week, let's make it Fitzpatrick. This week, let's make it Winston. They have no identity at the quarterback position at all. And for me, at this point, it's like, you know what? Get rid of both of them. Start over.
Oh, go find your new quarterback, Tampa. Exactly. Go find your new quarterback. Because you're going to be in a position to do so.
Yeah.
Number 29 for me, I put the Bills because they're 3-7. And even though they beat the Jets and beat the Jets handedly with Matt Barkley, they're going back to Josh Allen at quarterback, which is fine. I mean, he's their future. Good luck. They're going to take on another awful team in Jacksonville. But when you look at the numbers, they don't run the ball well and they don't throw the ball well. What do they do well? At least, you know, look, they can't score. They can't run. They can't. They're averaging 13.5 points per game, and they scored 41 against the Jets. I mean, they had a game in which they had a loss in which they scored 5. They had a loss in which they scored 6. They had a loss in which they scored 9. A loss in which they scored 0. A loss in when they scored 3. Is there a 7 in there? An 8 coming? I mean, they're going to get all of the single digits eventually by the time we get to the end of the season? I mean, God, can you get a 1 in the National Football League? You can't, so you have to take that off the board. So there's 8 single digits that you can get, and they have 5 different ones. Let's go for it, Buffalo. Get a safety and then just stop scoring like you always do. 29 is the Bills.
Number 30 for me, I put the Jets.
Nah.
This team, I mean, you know, they're doing the problem with the Jets is they're doing exactly what we thought they were going to do this year.
Yeah, they did.
They have a rookie quarterback. It's not their fault. They need to get a new head coach. They need to get a coach that could actually lead this team. Bowles is definitely not it. And so, in a way, it's like I don't want to fault the Jets for being so low on the totem pole, but I'm not sure how long Sam Darnold's going to be out, but that's why they're going to be so low right now. I mean, the good thing for them is, hey, they're going to get a decent draft pick next year. You know, maybe go find a good weapon for Darnold. Find a pass-catching running back for Darnold. I think that's one thing they definitely need.
I put the Jets there as well, and this was starting to be a pretty good-looking season for the Jets early, and it looked like they're not going to win 10 games, but they're not going to lose 14 of them. But, you know, they're 3-7, and they've lost 4 in a row, and they've looked bad doing it. Bowles is going to be out. You're right. They better find the right coach, because this is what happens with young quarterbacks in this league. They're with the wrong guy, Jeff Fisher. And then they end up getting lost in the shuffle, and their full potential isn't realized, Jeff Fisher. So here's the deal with Sam Darnold. Make sure you hire a coach that can do that, not Jeff Fisher. So the Jets at 3-7, and because they lost to the Bills, get put in the top 5 behind them, so they're 30 for me, too.
You know, and the Jets, actually, they're in a favorable position, because if all the reports are true, they'll get Le'Veon Bell next year.
Yeah, that's true.
Whether you want that headache or not.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you better have a good contract coming before you even bring him in the building, before he goes works out at a Planet Fitness near, you know, MetLife Stadium or whatever.
Oh, and and after what happened to Alex Smith, Le'Veon Bell's like, I'm not even going to look at a football until you can guarantee me $45 million.
I need to see contract first.
I'm not even going to touch a football. Are you kidding me? No way. Not after that one.
Number 31, I have the Raiders. And it pains me to put them not at the bottom just because I feel that they are the worst team in the league. But I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt because they did win last week.
All the same reasons I put Oakland at 31. Yeah, I hated it. I hated writing Oakland at 31. I wanted so badly to put them at the bottom, but, you know, they found a way to win.
They found a way to win, and that just, you know, I mean, my 32 team is the Cardinals, and I like the Cardinals better than the Raiders, but, hey, if you lose to the worst team in the league, you don't deserve to be anywhere but the worst team in the league.
Yeah, Arizona is the worst team in the NFL right now, and they did so because they lost. All you had to do was beat Oakland. Is that too much to ask?
Which seems just beat Oakland. I mean, it seems easy to do.
Yes, they're giving the games away.
Yeah.
They're handing the games to you.
Raiders are getting rid of players mid-game.
Yes. And they Cardinals badly.
You know what? I mean, I'll put this on the Cardinals as well. They could have probably worked out a trade during the game.
They could have, right.
And just sat there on the sidelines like, you know, what's Derek Carr up to? I mean, I know we have Josh Rosen, but yeah, we're not too sure about him. You know, what do you give me? And we could have had a trade mid-game. That would have been fantastic.
Look, outside of Josh Rosen, Larry Fitzgerald, and David Johnson, I barely know this team. I don't want to watch them when they're on TV. I don't want to cover them. I don't want to follow them. I don't want to look. I don't want to get any details on them. I don't know. Again, Josh Rosen, I hope he turns into a fine young quarterback in this league. I liked him in college. I thought he had some moxie. I thought, there was things I liked about him. I hope he has a nice career, but this team's a mess.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, Fitzgerald, first ballot Hall of Famer. David Johnson, most underused player in the NFL.
Yep, exactly. Absolutely. But lose to the Chiefs, fine. Lose to the Broncos, even fine. But lose to the Raiders, come on, man. You know better than that.
Yeah.
You could have given games away.
Yeah, Gruden doesn't care. Gruden's playing for a draft pick.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, you just moved me down to fourth.
Yeah,
third.
Gruden's not happy with the win. I mean, that was a fake smile at the end of the game, at the game, running onto the field, cheering and smacking high fives. The chemistry between Gruden and Carr couldn't be any worse than any other chemistry I've ever seen.
I agree completely.
I mean,
completely.
It just feels
they're
going
to do that all season long. They yell each other all season long.
Just feels like these guys are just going to. They're just going to keep picking at each other when it gets to the end of the season. Carr's out. And I think Carr knows it.
All right, there's our top five and our bottom five for week number 11 in the National Football League. Your thoughts as well, 800-777-2907, or on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. Coming up next, a suspension in the SEC. Oh, that has me going, what next?